The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down where? Green pasture. He leadeth me where? Still what? He restores. He leadeth me in the path of for his. Yea, though I walk through the of the shadow of, I will fear what? Why? Thou art with me. Thy rod, what? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest, his good pleasure. Thou preparest a table before me. Where? 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 In the presence of my enemy. That means I can eat good while the enemy looking at me. And they can't do nothing about it, won't discomfort me, won't disturb me, because I'm in the presence of the Lord. And so whatever's on the table, I have access to it. If it happened to be down at the end, pass me the healing down here. Pass me some joy down here. Because see, I have a seat at the table. Amen. He said, for with thee is the fountain of life. With thee is the fountain of life. And in thy light shall we see light. Listen to what Job said. Job 11:7. Can you solve the mysteries of God? Can you? Can you discover everything about the Almighty? Such knowledge is higher than the heaven. And who are you? It is too deep. It is deeper than the what? Underworld. What do you know? It is broader than the earth, wider than the sea. For he knows those who are false. I want y'all to hear this tonight. He taketh note of all their sins. See, people think they doing something, getting away. He know every false preacher, every false teacher, every false. They think they're getting away and getting it and all this stuff. He knows everything. That's why he wants you. You'll see after a while why we're going this way. You'll see just in a minute. Because see, he don't want you stumbling over the lies of Satan, his false deception, his clever lies and deception he bring to deceive and mislead you and misguide you, get you all in illusion, all kind of stuff, and this got your life all cluttered up in a water mess. I want to show you what God did. God is so wise, boy. And you see why the scripture said if Satan had known it, he would never crucify Jesus. Now, since he have crucified Jesus, he couldn't stop this. Now he's trying to keep you from finding out. So he'll bring all this garbage and all these lies. You know, child, they said, have you seen, have you heard? And I was talking to somebody the other day, and this young girl was going to church, and all they were talking about the pastor. You can't get nothing from God. They're talking, they shut that stuff up and say, Lord, speak to my heart. All right. I ain't trying to take up for no pastor, but you all know none of us perfect. We're on our way. I'm perfectly saved, though. And so are you. But I'm growing. And just like you need some space, I need some. What do you mean by that? I need some mercy. Amen. You want me to live so straight and sound? What you going to do? And you're going to let flop around and do anything. How just is that? And you belong to the same body that I belong to. And you're supposed to get by and I'm supposed to be so straight. Well, we all supposed to be straight. And what makes us straight, we get that word in us and that word will teach us right. So where did I stop it? All right. Such knowledge is higher than the heavens. This is verse 8. I'm reading from the New Living just in case you're on. It may be throwing you off a little. I didn't think to tell you. I'm reading from the New Living. Such knowledge is higher than the heavens. And who are you? It is deeper than the underworld. What do you know? It is broader than the earth and wider than the sea. For he knows who are false. He take note of all their sin. You notice he said, take note. You ever take notes? Why you write down notes? Why you put down notes? So I'm going to remember this. So you can go back. You say, yeah, I took note of that. He take note of all their what? Now listen to this. This is the kicker here. An empty-headed person won't become wise any more than a wild donkey can bear a human child. So you gonna fool around all that foolish stuff? It's just like a wild donkey trying to bear a human child. It ain't gonna happen. You'll never know God. You'll never know the goodness of God. Fooling around with religion, tradition, men's opinion, all this other stuff that's going on, and getting into every kind of garbage conversation, you'll never know God. You'll never know the things of God. If you want to know them, you're going to have to get in this word and say, Holy Spirit, you're my teacher now. Reveal this to me. I want to know how to walk with God and walk in the things of God. Because the things of God, they are the only thing that are real and that will last forever. Amen. Listen to Isaiah. Isaiah 40 is still the New Living. Isaiah 40, 12. Who else has held the ocean in his hand? You know anybody else? Anybody else big enough to hold the ocean in their hand? Who has measured off the heavens with his fingers? You know anybody that living on earth can measure this earth off with their fingers? I know somebody. God. Who else? Because it said, who else? That means, who else can know the weight of the earth? Or has weighed the mountain and the hills on a scale? You hear scientists, and I know, excuse me, you know, sometimes I look at what's called wildlife. And they trying to tell you how old the earth is and how long it's been around and all. You heard it, have you? But you ain't never heard none of them tell you, well, the earth weigh this much and the sea weigh, you know, because they can't. They ain't fooling to try to speculate there. Who is able to advise the Spirit of the Lord? Who knows enough to give him advice? How you know enough to give God some advice? I know we tried it. Or teach him. Anybody ever known enough to give God advice and teach him? Let me read this to you. I do this because,